WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, October 6, 2015. I'm Philip Green. Kate Seckinger is reporting in the Daily Mail that Durham officials have been presented with the details of the proposed Greene County EMS plan. During a recent public meeting, the Durham Town Board learned that the plan would reduce the amount of time it takes an ambulance to get on the road by 7 minutes. Under the proposal, a new countywide service would have 9 ambulances during the day and 7 at night, all staffed with an EMT and paramedic. With the ambulances stationed throughout the county, local municipal units would be eliminated. Ambulance Task Force Co-Chair Adrian O'Connor told the Durham Board the system would dramatically improve the quality of EMS service with the latest equipment, better backup, less competition for personnel, and faster, more responsive service. Richie Linden, the ambulance administrator in Durham, is opposed to the county plan because of the requirements he says crews will be asked to fulfill. Durham Town Board Supervisor Bill Carr Jr. said he is uncertain about the proposed plan, but is leaning toward opposing the inclusive county system based largely on cost. Marianne Letta of Durham said people talk about the finances of the plan, but not the most important factor. She said, and I quote, "No one is mentioning the fact of the value of lives here. We live in a rural community where minutes matter when you have a stroke or a heart attack. You're equating a few dollars with life. We live an hour from a good hospital, and if we don't have good ambulance service, we're going to die before we get there. This is the difference between life and death," end quote. Town boards countywide have through November to decide if they will participate in the county plan. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Debbie Mayer is reporting in the Columbia paper that voters in Germantown will be asked on November the 3rd to approve a referendum to increase funding to the Germantown Library. The library is seeking an annual increase of $30,000 to $80,000 per year, which would result in a tax of $45 per year for Germantown residents. With her presentation to the town board last month, Library Board of Trustees President Catherine Overton began the public campaign for the increase. She said the library's so-called guaranteed revenue, which is derived from property taxes, covers only half of the library's expenses. And Overton said, costs have increased for the building, utilities, books, media, and technology. And it is no longer possible to staff the library with volunteers. She said, and I quote, "Core functions require trained staff," end quote. Volunteers still work in the library, but they are paired with trained staff. The library will hold 2 open houses for voters to see the building and discuss the funding proposals at 3 p.m. on Sunday, October the 18th, and 3 p.m. Sunday, November the 1st. Full disclosure, Mayer is a WGXC programmer. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Dan Goldberg is reporting at Politico New York that the Supreme Court announced on Monday, October the 5th, it will not hear a New York woman's challenge to vaccinations. Nicole Phillips sued New York City and New York State, claiming the requirements that children be vaccinated before they are allowed to attend public schools violated her religious freedom. With the Supreme Court's decision on Monday, the opinion of the Federal Appeals Court now stands. In January, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit threw out Phillips' challenge, ruling the state had a reasonable interest in protecting children, which outweighed the interest of religious objectors. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Register Star that the Taconic Democrats have endorsed Arthur McGuire and Linda Schwartz for 2 vacancies on the Taconic Town Council. McGuire is a political newcomer. He is an attorney with a long business career and the secretary for the Taconic Volunteer Fire Department. He said, and I quote, "I believe that my experience in both the city and the country will be particularly useful on the Taconic Town Board. I have come to love this town," end quote. Schwartz was elected in 2014 to serve the remainder of former board member Deborah Gilbert's term and is now looking to secure her own first 4-year term. Schwartz is originally from Pleasant Valley in Dutchess County. She has been a resident of Taconic for the past 15 years. Schwartz retired from the State Department of Transportation, where she was employed for 36 years. The general election is Tuesday, November the 3rd. Full disclosure, Gilbert is a WGXC programmer. You can read that full story in the Register Star. In our final story, the Associated Press is reporting that General Electric says it has completed its 6th and final year of dredging PCB-contaminated sediment from the Upper Hudson River. GE CEO Jeff Immelt said in a press release issued Monday, October the 5th, that the company met every obligation so far under the massive federal Superfund project. The company discharged PCBs into the river decades ago when they were used as coolants in electrical equipment. The company halted the practice in 1977 when PCBs were banned as a suspected carcinogen. The estimated $2 billion cleanup project is not over, though. Floodplain work, habitat reconstruction, and long-term monitoring will continue. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 70 degrees. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 49. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 44. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 64 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Sunrise today was at 6:58 p.m., and the sun will set at 6:28 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 6th day of October 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Green. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.